The Comedy Store would like you to know that the views and opinions expressed on this podcast are strictly those of the speakers or authors and do not necessarily reflect or represent the views and opinions held by the Comedy Store and its affiliates.
I got it in New York, I think.
New York, everybody was getting it.
Every time I left a show in New York, like in December, they were like, oh, so-and-so tested positive. I'm like, fuck. So we're rolling? All right, we are rolling.
Dude. That's old school the way we just...
Rolling.
We just started it.
Yeah.
Old school, dude.
We're mid-convo, bro. I only talk in abbreviations now.
Dude, it's called convo, okay? It's like short for conversation.
No, we know what it
Thanks
means, man.
Now you do.
Dude, right? Convo.
Because I told you. Convo. Remember it.
I was just telling Rick.
Lots of people have said that, man.
That's right, because I made it. They remember
you
it.
You made it up, Paul?
Yeah, that's
wow.
right.
Wow.
That's right. That's I made up
Molly.
A lot of things.
Hey, Ari.
I invented LSD.
Hey, Ari.
No, not that one. Molly. Yeah. Oh. Yeah.
Convo, right?
Convo. You get
you
it?
Repeat it. Yeah,
dude.
I was just telling Josh Martin was on the road with Paulie, and yeah. I was in Vegas with Brian Holtzman. And so Holtzman was like, call Paulie Shore. Maybe we can go to Paulie's house. Let's go
Such
see Paulie. Right?
That,
so I was like, yeah, let's go fuck with Paulie. Right? So I texted him and he called me. And I was like, oh God. So
etiquette,
I was like, fucking Holtzman. Yeah. Right? So we're talking and he was with Josh Martin. And as we were talking, Josh goes, hey, Eleanor, I can smell your pussy through the phone.
And Josh Martin says that.
Paulie got real quiet. And then he was like, dude, you can't talk like that.
Paulie?
Not with Eleanor.
No.
Not with me, but I didn't realize he's
Eleanor's
not part
not
of that.
Neat, okay, right.
Dude, I don't have that smell phone that you've been talking about. So don't say that.
That's what
because people
then
think I have it, but I don't have it.
But he's not part
phone.
Of our weird
no.
fucking group. You forget.
Maybe he's just scared of. Oh, exactly.
Like yeah. you know what I mean?
He doesn't know.
He's like,
know
whoa, that's a woman. What? You're like, no, it's
she's
cool.
She's my mother.
He goes, dude, she's like my sister. And for a second, I was like, I am?
Yeah.
Like, that's really nice.
Dude,
and
also,
stupid.
I always hated my sister.
Yeah. I
she's
that
my
after.
Sister because she's dead to me.
Did you kill her? Wow, Paulie.
Whatever, it was loneliness.
Right? Hey, convo, though.
Should have fucked a porn star. Good combo.
Convo. Good combo with porn stars. Definitely. Hi, Ari. How
Ari
are
Shaffir
you?
In the house.
How exciting.
How's
what is this hat?
It's big time.
Whoa. No, what does it
Look,
say?
Look, it's Cisco over here.
You know, I would say put it back on.
I just did it. It's got to grow in like a two days.
Look
What's
how
the plan
blonde.
Here?
It's very blonde.
Why'd you go platinum? Is this because Ric Flair got divorced? It's a tribute?
Wow. You think Ric Flair and I would make it?
Eleanor, you're
Why,
the only
you
one.
Not?
You're the
I
only
know.
One who could handle Ric Flair.
I like it.
Yeah.
And then if he dies on my watch, I get all his capes. Like, yep. I think it would be amazing.
Full boas.
You'd be like, woo, and you'd be like, queef, queef.
Woo, woo.
And you know it can't, even
it
on
has
all
like
the,
a thunderous sound now. All right, I'm a little
All
older,
the medication, he still can't get
and
hard.
And like a dry
he cannot.
Heat at
There's
the
no
end.
Way. So you know Flair's just, Flair. You're about ready to get noodled by the champ. Woo!
Are you saying Flair has no flair anymore?
I'm saying Flair is, he's half-wooding at best.
Oh, man. Guaranteed.
How old is Flair now? Plus, he's had so many injuries.
He's
got to
be 70. He's probably had 200 heart attacks.
He still has those bikini bottoms, right?
Oh, yeah.
I hope
He's been married
so.
For 4 years.
Oh.
Four. That's a lot.
This is his fifth wife.
James Masada.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
So, but yeah.
That's a long time for Rick, 4 years.
Has he ever come in here, Ric Flair?
No.
No.
No, we had a lot of great ones,
when,
but not
when
him.
Piper used to come in, we used to call Ric Flair in the back, and he never answered. And
Damn
then it'd
it.
Just be Piper leaving him like 3-minute message telling him what a bitch he is for not answering his phone. We're brothers, and you just let it go.
I love that.
Yeah.
Wow, really?
Yeah, that was Sergeant Slaughter used to come in a lot.
Right.
Oh, yeah, I remember Slaughter.
With Piper.
That was all
and
Simone.
I remember,
Bret Hart. I got to meet Bret Hart one night.
Sheik was the worst one.
Sheik, because yeah. he would heckle.
And he would come in tuned up.
So
he's all, he's
funny.
Out of his mind. He's yeah. legitimately
His nephews
insane.
Are great that they
Is
keep
Is he still alive,
Sheiky?
Yeah. He's still alive?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
But they were the ones bringing him in. His nephews were bringing him in and pumping him up. Like
uh-huh.
They
yeah.
thought it was hilarious.
They were Yeah, they were filming him. At one point, they released something or it's him. He he's fully convinced by them that the Ultimate Warrior has been legitimately talking shit about what a pussy he is. And then they take
That's
him,
tremendous.
They take him to an autograph signing that the Ultimate Warrior is having. And Sheik's like, "You jabroni, bitch!" And he's like, he's like a like, born again Christian. He's like, "Hey, can we calm down?
Wait, he's now a born again Christian? That's amazing.
Well, Ultimate Warrior's now dead. But
I mean, he became a.
I was saying Ultimate Warrior became a born again Christian.
That's what I meant.
Yeah,
I'm
yeah.
sorry. Yeah.
Yeah. So he's yelling curses at him and stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
And the Ultimate Warrior's just trying to de-escalate it the best he can. He's like, "This isn't good."
Because I leaned forward, right? So you had to reset it because I leaned forward.
Ari, you fucked it up because you were playing with all the cameras.
Your
hand might get in that
one sometimes. Just watching. Are you asking me to?
Yeah, people they want to see less of us.
Two little shadow puppets.
Trying to
Thanks, Tony. Look what you did. He's giving a finger.
God. By the way, our producer, Tony, unbelievable.
His hair is glorious.
He's looking more majestic than ever before.
We
got a regular Don Juan in the booth.
It looks like
booth.
He pulls hair back with his two fingers, the thumb and the middle finger, and just coming
like
that. Yeah.
Like super cool.
Yeah, right into a bow.
straight into it.
Straight
it makes me feel uncomfortable. I can't imagine how it makes you guys feel.
We have a long line of not great looking producers.
I'm like, you still
Rick
got
a haircut. His hair was long.
It's still thick.
Yeah.
Freddie Lockhart was giving me this argument the other night. We're staying in the parking lot. And he's like, "Look at you, man. Hair's still just there."
Just
this could be 20 years ago. That's how much the same you look like. There's no way that's true. And he goes, "I'm bald. I'm balding now." And I'm like,
wow.
Oh.
He needs Lockhart of love.
Yeah.
I you know what? I'm thinking of his beard.
Yeah.
He's
just
balding.
Think of him as
Freddy's,
hairy.
Yeah.
And now I'm like, wait, is he bald? But he always wears a hat
always
and he has the
hat.
Beard. He could grow a hell of a beard, though.
Yeah.
That's kind of cruel.
Well, he just made me feel. At first, I'm like, "What's wrong with my hair?" I know it looks
just
terrible
there.
Always.
So why do you do the blonde to make you look younger?
No, I don't know. I just wanted a mix up,
dude.
I like
when
it.
It's shorter. I buzz it usually, and then it grows in like 2 days. So then it's like 20-80, and then it looks good. It looks black with a blonde on top.
Are you going through a boy band phase?
So hot.
I had this move.
I just want to see you with the full group.
Is your boy band called the Arians?
It's called the Areolas. Arianolas.
Arianolas.
Damn. It's a sweet group.
Ari. Oh, come on. I didn't bring my mask.
Did you get it? Did you get it?
Did you get it?
Yeah,
it's
you
very
got
important
it.
Okay.
That we sanitize everything because Ari's going to shit on
Ari. COVID, everyone's like, "Oh, put one of these on. That'll protect everybody from this.
I have one."
Taking over the world. But like, "Oh, yeah, this little foam will do it."
It always does.
I have Mike condoms. I bring them everywhere. I don't know why.
Dude, Ari, what's up with the fart, right?
It's like a combo of the butt.
Yeah, dude. Butt combo.
Butt combo. Paulie, hey, I got to tell you, I stole one of your, we found a bunch of your old records in there.
You stole something?
I stole all the good
so
ones.
So you.
Yeah. Yep. Like what?
Let me see. I think it was an Air Supply. I think it was. Yeah, it was like.
Oh, you mean actual records? I thought you meant like Paulie Shore records.
Mm-mm.
In
That's
my head, I was like, did
too.
He make.
Oh, no, there were boxes
records?
Of those. I left all those there.
Yeah.
There, yeah. But
he's like, "Why do I have more? Why do I have extra?"
I went and printed it out.
People came back and gave them back.
He signed a deal. Like, they print out 5,000 every year in perpetuity. And he's like, "Sweet, I'll make a lot of money." And you're like, "You're paying for that."
Yeah, yeah. So you stole his Air Supply.
Air Supply.
Very
I'm trying to think
funny.
What else. There was some like good
ballad 80 banders.
Yeah, he had some decent taste back then as a kid. Probably as a kid.
Well, yeah, he was an 80s kid.
Yeah.
It's an MTV generation.
Comics were probably giving him to him.
Probably. Hey,
here, you should check out this one.
But as a kid, he's like, "Hey, Sam, if you want spots, you should check out my records."
Yeah, come check the records, right?
He had House of Pain play here once.
Really?
It was very exciting.
Jump,
I think
jump,
I got
jump,
high
jump,
that night
jump.
By accident.
By accident, because you
but
smoked a joint?
Contact. No, I never
that
smoked
is contact.
A joint.
That counts as contact.
So yeah. I've never smoked a joint, but they had the green room, the main room.
Yeah.
They were playing, and it might have been Paulie's birthday or something, but they had the door shut in the back. You know, the green room. And it was, I mean, I had a cut. I remember I had a tray of drinks and I was just going like this to find the people.
No.
And putting the drinks down. I hit the piano, you know, because you just walk into it. Then I just put things down, and I couldn't even see.
A decent hotboxing.
It was
going on.
So crazy. I was like, Paulie, can we at least open that back door? Uh-huh. You know, the one that goes out to the alley and behind the bar. And he's like, dude, what's wrong with this? And I'm like, I've never been high before. And then after my shift, I remember sitting in the office and I just took my shirt off and I was just like, it's too hot.
So what, did you start fucking everybody?
Yeah.
Well.
Dude, Eleanor was fucking everybody.
What's
that guy's name again?
David Banks.
Oh,
the great David Banks. Did you ever meet David Banks?
Yeah, once. He kept saying that Eddie Griffin fucked Mitzi, and Eddie was like, he wouldn't vociferously deny it. He would just go. They were like, let him keep talking.
Because,
like,
it was so funny.
Eddie was fucking Mitzi.
David, he would come in the back and he would just stop like at the bottom of that ramp in the kitchen. And he would be like, Eddie Griffin, remember you fucked Mitzi from back here and she was sitting there? And Eddie would be like, what? Why? That anybody he talked to
was
about
he a
me?
What?
No, he's
a
producer.
Old manager or something. Okay.
He was a producer. And he wrote a lot for Richard Pryor. He was so fucking out of control, funny. He would, but he told Danish and O'Neill, of all people,
that Eddie fucked Mitzi.
That Eleanor fucked every. Eleanor was fucking.
Oh, Eleanor!
You're like, oh.
Do you have any good stories?
Two
about
little
Eleanor?
Idiots.
Eleanor was.
She
fucking
was fucking
everybody.
Chris Tucker. I mean, I almost turned him into Boone Chuckalaka for a second there. That night we hung out on the patio. It was Danish, myself, Boone Chuckalaka kept coming over, and he was using David Banks as Google. He's like, oh, whatever happened to the backup singer? And he was like asking all these crazy questions. And
I have a question.
Yeah, and of course.
You take out your internet. That's how he always phrased it.
Wait, what?
Do you want me to get my phone out? Yeah, get out your internet.
Take out your internet.
I'll get out my internet, Boone.
I wonder if he'd recognize me or if he'd be like.
You think he's alive?
Boone?
Yeah.
Has he not been around?
No, he's never.
COVID
hasn't come
can't
back
kill
since.
Boone, but.
He hasn't come back since the pandemic?
No. Someone saw him. So two months ago, I think, was the last time someone said they saw him on Fairfax. And
why hasn't he been around?
I don't know.
I don't know if he's not allowed or, like, maybe he showed up early on and they're like, you can't hang out here.
Oh, he's got to be vaccinated probably. And
yeah.
He doesn't come in. No, he comes in.
He comes on the patio.
Oh, God, yeah. I mean, didn't you just put up a video of him?
But it was already a health risk having him around.
Yeah, correct.
That was prior to the pandemic.
During potluck, he would go up in his underwear. I brought him up one time. He had a bloody toe. I'm like, hey, man.
Yeah.
This is, you can't.
Boone Shock.
He's like, it's fine. He was putting it on the table.
His crabs had lice.
His Sunset Royalty is what he is, guys. Let's be real.
That's right.
Yeah, I was
Since Hollywood down. Jesus went
what?
Down.
Why are you telling people I'm homeless?
I have to.
Well,
because
you live on the street. That's
not always.
Okay. No, you do take a bath sometimes here or there.
You've got a bathtub at your house.
I do.
Maybe I come by.
Did you ever let him in? Would you ever let him in?
No, what I should have done is right before I moved out of that place, I should have been like, hey, Boone. Let's go take that bath.
It's a bathtub.
Everything's out. I kept one towel. You take your bath.
Did you guys get along or no?
We got along okay.
Okay.
He wasn't attracted to me physically.
Oh.
Yeah.
So it never really got contentious that way.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
He would have a problem with me here or there if he thought I was befriending Tony Click Clack too much. Or, but it was just, it was friction. It was never like real bad though. But that's as bad as it ever got.
Yeah. Because didn't you film him doing
something crazy?
Didn't
film
him.
I think we paid him like $100, so he was pretty much like, he's on Team Ari forever after that.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a century's salary.
And that's 100%. When Ari informed us that his name was Floyd Cornelius.
Because I had to have his first, it was a Comedy Central thing, I think. Right. So I was like, I got to get a license. He goes, I don't have one. And I'm like, I need some form of ID. They won't let me do this. And he goes, I got a Xerox of a ID. I was like, okay. He brought a Xerox of an expired ID on lined paper. Just his old expired license. Floyd Cornelius.
Yeah. And it definitely was his, not somebody else. Him. Wow.
And So every time I'd see him after that, I'd go, hey, is that Floyd Cornelius? He'd go, what do you say?
What do you say? What do you say?
I said, is that Floyd Cornelius? That's not my name. Well, how do you know I was talking about you? Just like a sneer look away.
We're not doing this.
Hey, Mr. Cornelius, that's my father.
That's not my name, but he became a new thing.
Yeah, he's Floyd Cornelius. He's Boone Shakalaka.
That's
now.
My father.
Were you coming here? Did you see the homeless triple, double.
It's gotten great.
Insane.
The new LA is all outdoorsmen, apparently.
Dude, they're building wings on these boxes.
Yeah. I saw one guy that had like different bikes, like three different bikes for every, like regular BMX, then a 10 speed, and then like a child's bike.
Nice and organized.
Yeah,
too.
Depending on what terrain and what the conditions are like, you take out a different bike.
Dude, he might get a turkey dinner out of one of those one of these days. The right trade comes along.
Yeah. Boone's out there helping.
That's right.
Dude.
I don't steal nothing. I got people that steal for me.
Oh,
that's like real pimp shit.
New York homeless. I don't. I mean, they're just on the street. I don't.
They're on the street.
Remember, like elaborate boxing.
They probably don't
here,
allow
the
it.
Boxing.
No, they
is
won't allow
insane.
It. They'll push. Yeah, they don't allow it. They have shelters and stuff.
Yeah.
What?
In the human race, they have shelters. In LA, for some reason,
basically the
San Francisco too.
The moment they decriminalized. Setting up things on sidewalks and minor drug offenses.
Yeah, it was on.
It was on.
Oh, it was huge.
And then they
on.
Were like, all right, so basically nothing on, if you steal less than $1,000, it's not even a crime.
You're like, sweet.
So they're just like, all right.
Winning.
Yeah.
So you just steal, you just make a living off of stealing under $1,000.
That sounds amazing.
Yeah.
Like, it sounds like
that.
Joey Diaz for his whole entire, like,
that's
when he should have been
that's
in college.
Who wrote the bill, I believe.
Yeah.
As long as it's under $1,000, you're
pulling
fine.
Up his pants. Come here and sign the bill, cocksucker.
It doesn't fit. It's like Farley. He's like, got a little bit of his collars up. It's like,
that would be amazing.
I'd vote for him over the crap that they
Where's
have.
That? Where's that bill?
Where's that?
Who? The guy Bill.
You're a mayor.
Yeah, no, you're signing a bill. Yeah, who is he?
I'm just a bill. He starts singing the song.
I'm just a bill. You
know
what
that?
The fuck I'm talking about.
That's Schoolhouse Rock,
yeah,
y'all.
Yeah, okay. I didn't know. I always know I'm elderly, so I have to ask.
Remember the rock version of Schoolhouse Rock? They had like real bands doing it. Real bands were doing the Schoolhouse Rock songs.
Did they have Twisted Sister involved?
No, it was like 90s, like alt bands.
Oh, okay.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's
I think
funny.
That's true.
I don't know that.
Jamie, look that up for me.
Jamie? Oh, wait. No, this isn't Joe Rogan.
Oh, really? Oh, I'll see you.
His name's Tony. And if he brings it up and puts it on here.
Put it up? Oh,
he's supposed to say the comedy store right here, but it's
oh,
not
really?
Up. And,
yeah, he's just like referencing stuff that's not happening.
And it's also not in the shot.
I forgot to insert
it's
it.
Green screen.
So right there is when he inserts it.
Hey,
oh.
We could put a porn up here.
That's a good idea.
And we can talk about it because it's not on camera.
Because they can't see it.
That's right. Look,
why wouldn't
see,
you just
Tony?
Have a sign?
Yeah, really.
Why would you have a...
We usually have the comedy store sign, but I don't know
but
what's
why
happening.
Why would you get a TV to express what a sign can do at all times?
Well, I think, I'm assuming this was to bring up, like, if we reference something. Oh,
yeah.
That's what I'm assuming.
But no camera on it, huh?
But not currently. I don't think it works currently. I believe Richie broke it.
Somebody broke it. I can't imagine Richie broke anything. That's so
well, no,
weird.
When I
what
said that, what I meant
Richie
was that
broke something.
Richie probably came down here and it realized it could never have the same energy that he has. And it broke itself. It was a suicide. Television
oh, yeah.
suicide.
Somebody
it's
sent me a video that a guy brought a big TV like this from a crackhead, and it was a KFC menu.
Oh, my God. That's hilarious.
And I was like, is that real? And he goes, I don't know. But he just found that he sent it to me.
I'd be happier with that than
the KFC menu on a big screen.
Like he got all excited. Like, look at this.
That would
put
be
it
cool
in his house,
as an art
and it
piece.
It was a KFC
man
menu.
Take that thing.
Uh-huh. It would
That's
make you hungry
need.
For chicken eventually.
Yeah, but not KFC.
Yeah.
Would you go, ugh.
KFC?
One
I tried
time.
To go with the Double Down. They had the one on Sunset. I used to walk to that,
yeah.
But it was so greasy. I would just get nauseated instantly.
Freddie? What is that?
The Double Down?
Yeah, I don't know what that is.
It was a chicken patty as buns. Chicken patty,
right.
Chicken patty, and then stuff in the middle.
Got it.
I think like a hamburger
cheese.
In the middle or something. Cheese and something, yeah.
Something. It was,
so
yeah, I remember.
It's a bun of chicken patties.
And Freddie brought me chicken from there. I go, all right, just no bones, just whatever. I was starving. And it was the night Mitzi, it was one night I managed this place.
Yeah.
Only one night.
And that was the night she was cool?
Motherfucker. Yeah, she begged
that was
me
the night
to
she was
do
awesome.
It. Because, remember Brandon Duncan?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Well, he worked, I think, I don't know, 105 days in a row or something.
Oh, yeah, they love burning people out.
So they were like, you have to give him a break or he's going to snap. But he was already teetering and...
100 days in a row? I mean,
105. Oh, he was flipping out. And so I was like, fine, I'll do it. And I remember I wore like a skirt. I tried to like be different. Like,
professional,
I don't know.
Professional owner.
And I was like, Freddie, I I have my laundry with me. It was still wet. Like, I mean, everything was going wrong because for a manager, you have to be in at like 4 o'clock. So I was like, fuck. So I went, I came in, did my laundry in the kitchen.
That's
Mitzi
right.
came in.
I
Freddie
forgot
bought
the washer and dryer used to be mm-hmm. right by the, oh, yeah. the where Dean Cuisine now is.
Is it?
Oh,
yeah, no.
Sorry, no, it wasn't the kitchen.
Now,
right,
it's, over
right. now it's over by the
yeah,
stairs.
Yeah, yeah, now it's the other in front of the VIP bar. But
in case anyone is looking for the laundry or
what?
Matt here at the comedy store.
Here?
Yeah.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
You gonna do it here?
Yeah.
Fuck yeah.
You're bring enough to get me through the trip. But I'd wash it somewhere.
I hate that. And a million times in New York, I'd have to stop. I'd have to get mine and Andrew's and go and do laundry. It's the best though. Doing laundry on the road, I had to
on
do
the
it
road
Vegas
when you,
a
when you have one
too.
In your place and you can just like throw the wash in and leave and later draw. Oh, it's a come home with a bag full of clean. Wow.
I had to go to a laundromat when we were in New York with Dice.
Mm-hmm.
The
it's
first time we went, so we went to Florida for like 4 or 5 days, and then I basically packed enough clothes for like 5 days, thinking like, yeah, that'll be enough. And then immediately you're like, oh, this sucks.
Yeah,
this isn't
like, no.
Good.
Now I gotta find a fucking laundromat.
Yeah, you do it in Vegas a lot.
In Vegas,
like
I had to do
a
it
week,
a lot.
Like, I can't pack for 8 days.
Yeah. That's exactly what
it's
I just
like,
did. Right
too
now.
Much.
What did Holtzman bring enough clothes for?
I did 14 because I was gone the week before too.
He just
Holtzman?
Killed a vagrant and it's like your outfit got everywhere. Hey, you asked too many questions.
You're about the same size.
Yeah.
This one night he came down. He has this like rodeo. What do you call him? Cowboy. I can't remember.
A rodeo clown.
Rodeo clown, something like that. So he looked. It's like his cowboy shirt, whatever. It's very tight, and he's on stage and he's doing his thing and you know jumping around. He had a fucking giant hole.
Oh.
I peed. Oh. I laughed so hard. I came back. He goes, hey, they were good. I go, hey, your shirt's not. And he goes, you don't like this shirt? Good. And I go, Brian, you have a big hole. He goes, oh. And he just laughed for like 20 minutes. He had no idea.
Oh.
And I was like, don't lift your arm. And he's like, I'm not going to remember that. And Danish was like, what if he only uses one arm because he tries not to use. We were crying. Oh, my God. He's so funny.
He only wears the finest of silks. That's
he truly
the thing
does.
About Brian.
I love
he
when he gets
nice
all
silk.
Dressed up.
He's, him and Sebastian really are one and the same.
He has like
it,
a,
torn from the same,
a very expensive, what are those little ties called?
A boyo tie?
Boyo.
Bolo.
He's
yeah.
got
bolo?
A very boyo? Expensive one.
I don't know if it's, I guess it probably
is.
Is
that how you say it? Boyo?
Boyo? I don't know if it's $1 or twos.
I have no idea.
Boyo. I don't get involved with those people.
Bolo. What do you mean?
What do you mean those
cowboys?
People?
Cowboys, yeah. Oh, right.
God.
Good save.
What'd you think?
Took
I
it out on the whites. Taking it
out
on the whites.
Taking it out on the whites.
Ari, we brought you in because we wanted to talk to you about Whoopi Goldberg. Let's mm-hmm. get to the...
Oh.
Let's get to the hot topics, right? Do you have your questions?
What about Whoopi Goldberg? What's about her? She's okay. Well, I should say right away, I don't believe Goldberg is her real name.
Interesting.
What?
Yeah.
You're kidding.
I think it was a thing she did to get into Hollywood.
All
right. Wow.
Yeah, I think it's supposed to make it more interesting. I'm not sure.
Why do you think she doesn't have eyebrows? Is that
what's
something that was burned
did
off?
Take them out? Maybe she's part Latino.
Ooh.
Interesting.
Or Armenian.
Armenians have eyebrows.
They do?
Armenians
oh, yeah, they
have
more
like,
than enough.
Yeah.
They should give
they have
those
several,
eyebrows to Freddie
several.
Lockhart.
yeah. Donate the brows.
What the fuck am I talking about?
He could pin them in. Yeah. What's that
dude,
doctor's
your,
name?
Yours is coming in thick, though.
Only
that's a
blonde
thing.
Like this.
It really does
it
look good.
It looks bigger.
Oh, I see a little, but not bad, Ari. Yeah, that's not terrible.
Thank you.
You still got good hair.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Do see
you
my pubes? Andrew, I'm just joking. I'm just joking.
Ari?
When I see my pubes.
You're not even going to see him
I'm
coming.
I'm not serious.
Hey, Eleanor.
You're not going to see him coming.
Eleanor, get the hammer.
Dice, I'd love to see you sometimes. You're not going to see me coming. You're not even going to see me coming. Well, that's just what you just said, but just again.
How hard did we laugh at that?
Oh, my God. Does
so
he know?
Crazy. I don't think so. Well, just because it was so shocking. Like, what?
I was like, what? You're mad? Dude, I just went to the improv, and I said, I haven't been there since before the pandemic.
Yeah.
I came
back here
once.
Did you do the snail, the ball crawl?
What is
it called?
Didn't you get banned for the snail race?
Yeah, snail race. Snail. You go like this with your balls all
I do it at the comedy store all the time. Yeah. What's the big deal?
They're like, you want to do that at a comedy store? I'm like, I do. What do you mean? Your example does not apply.
Once or twice a month.
Yeah.
So you were at the improv.
One of the doors. So I haven't been there. I came here once, and then I didn't go to the improv, but I went there.
You mean since the pandemic? Mm-hmm. Got it.
Someone's door goes, hey, man, how you been? Like a friendly face. I haven't seen in a while. That old server I saw. He's like,
Antonio.
He's the best. But this server was like, hey. And I'm like, hey, how you been? He's like, fine. And I'm like, oh, you're still mad at me for Kobe Bryant?
Oh, no.
For sure.
You're
for
kidding.
For sure. And I'm like, ah, well, you look good. He goes, yeah, thanks. I'm like, you're trying to be upset.
Are you serious?
It's just so funny and stupid.
Mad. Oh, God.
A tool.
People get offended by a comic telling a fucking joke. How does that work?
I don't
know. How does that fucking work?
They lose their minds.
And comics who throw other comics under the butt, please.
It's a pandemic of that.
Yeah.
Comics throw other comics
under the
bus.
Pandemic. I'd rather have the Wuhan flu. Yeah.
It's hard for me to, you know, not reach out to people to try and get involved more.
What do you mean?
There's a lot of bringing people in, and I feel like there's a lot of people just not asking my opinion on whether or not we should be canceling people.
I understand. So what do you think?
What do you think's been lacking?
I feel like maybe people just don't know that I'm interested in that field.
Cancel fields?
Yeah, the field of cancel.
Uh-huh. You want to help cancel people?
I think I should be put in charge.
Would you cancel
socially.
Whoopi Goldberg?
I mean, what she said.
What
she
do? What she say? What she say? By the way, can we cancel
ignorant.
People for like normal, like not returning texts?
I think it's beyond.
Yeah.
Ignorant.
How about that? How about tell everybody? Like, we all agree this guy never returns a fucking text on time.
Yeah.
He should be fired.
That's as reasonable as some.
I got
a
lot of blues in this thread. My friends also have a lot of blues with the same guy. Mm-hmm. Blue, 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 blue. Where's your return? Almost never comes. He only asks for stuff. He's got to lose his job.
Oh, he only asks for stuff.
Yeah. Got to lose his
out.
Job.
Out.
He's out.
Get rid of him.
Canceled.
Yeah. What did Whoopi Goldberg do? I want to know what Whoopi Goldberg did.
They're talking about
a real light subject.
Right?
It's a very light subject they were talking about.
And she said that the Holocaust was not.
Hold on, stop, pop, pop. Oh, my God.
But again, her name's Goldberg, right?
Why is The View bringing up the Holocaust? Listen, I was never an avid watcher.
Through the sentence.
I was never an avid watcher of The View, but from what I understand, that just does not seem like their wheelhouse. That seems like a producer would be like, ooh.
Yeah. Quiet on the set.
I was with Matt Nose on radio in San Diego. Remember that morning radio they did? And they switched from like Fox to ABC, but the same guys. So like, same office. They just switched the logo. And then we were talking about how it was New York, and I was like, it's good. Or I said, I was in New York, and I was trying to clean it up, and I was like, and I saw a man on the subway, and he was masturbating. Because I was like, don't say jerking. And they're like, hey, you know what? I was like, I cleaned it up. They're like, don't bring it up at all. It's like, oh, yeah, good point. I guess I could have just not brought up the
you don't have anything else to talk about? Yeah. Like, this is it.
Why are the view, ladies?
So, obviously.
Bringing up the Holocaust. And by the way, don't they just bring up topical stuff? Is this just out of the light?
This is how they made it topical.
Right? Statute of limitations is now. It is no longer too soon on the Holocaust.
She went to what I think she thought was the woke viewpoint of the Holocaust was not about racism. Her thinking being that Jewish people are white, so they cannot be the victims of racism.
Oh, right.
Completely leaving out the fact that it happened because Hitler decided that they were
they're not
a sub race.
Yeah, right.
But she just ignores that.
So what did she think it was about? Religion?
She goes, it's not about racism.
So in her head, that's a good defense because, you know, they say Jews
she
pick a
was,
side. Are you a religion or a nation?
She said
are
it was about, it was some stupid point like, this is about humankind hating
another humankind.
Yeah.
So then that is what racism
like
is anyway.
It's just this argument of like, is Judaism a race or a religion?
Right.
People go,
that's
it's
what
not,
I was just gonna
not
say
a race.
That.
And it's like, then if it's not a race, which is like also fine, but like, then you're like.
What do you think?
But also,
it is?
I'm
as
sure,
one of
I'm
them.
Sure everybody gets mad at her. But she's like, she's not saying the Holocaust was fine, right? No. But everyone's putting that on her now
because
she just like misconstrued. She's not saying it's at all okay.
No,
but she's like, I think it was based mostly this and not that.
Yeah,
and they're like, well, no, now you're Hitler.
Yeah.
Well, oh, they're going to call her that or yeah. turn
the
her.
Right
you owe everybody an apology because yeah. you got it wrong.
The right wing was going after her on social media, like because all they, of them. Because, oh, wow. How come Roseanne Barr got canceled forever? But Whoopi can say this horrible thing. You're like, you'd probably say the same horrible thing.
It wasn't even like mean. It's just like,
it's not just mean. Like, it's just, it is a little ignorant.
It's ignorant semantics is yeah. what it is. Because are they a different race? No. But is that the reason why that happened?
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. It is.
Yeah, because people do consider.
Well, what do the other girls in the view do right then? Do they just cut? Were they just like? Mm-hmm.
There was a lot of uncomfortable.
Whoopi,
yeah.
Whoopi.
Dude, one of my favorite was that.
And someone threw in a comment about gypsies too. Like people
Wait,
like
what?
Too, where you're like, why do you bring up the gypsies? Who gives a fuck about the
That's
gypsies?
That's like Brett Ernst. Like the Irish suffered too.
Like, all right, hey, we did.
It was worse than the black experience. Like, well, I
wouldn't
know about
say that,
that
but I will
I,
say
I wouldn't
we
even
were,
bring it up, Brett. We're
we
watching
were
the
combined
Super Bowl.
For
we're
a
just
while.
Watching the Super Bowl. There's only blacks here. There's no Irish.
We're about to
How do you think
to...
Italian people were treated? No, I know.
All right.
Appropriately?
Well,
probably.
They were greasy and they just slipped right in.
Yeah.
So.
You're considered white. So we could say
in
what
neighborhood?
We want about
yeah. I mean, in the old days when when Italians were not considered white, so yeah. they were close enough to blacks to be like, not
yeah.
in my neighborhood.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's the most offensive thing you can say to Italian. They love it.
That you're black?
Not that you're black. That
you're not white.
You're not white.
Yeah.
And so they, I do it to all my friends because they bury me because I'm Irish. And most of my friends are Irish, Italian.
Filthy.
Yeah, pure filth. And so, Good. I mean, like, I get texts from my friend Anthony every day. He's like, you know what you never hear people say? I'm in the mood for Irish food tonight. Like, that's fucked up, man.
No, they don't.
Son of a bitch. Son
Who is this bitches. Guy?
So what do the other girls in the view do? I want to know that.
They just basically tried to talk over it and, like, move on. And the thing I don't understand, Corinne and I were talking about this earlier, was...
And Corinne's Israeli.
Yeah, a spy from Israel.
100%.
Yeah.
They're embedded,
it's called.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
They pre-record... that show.
So they could have just edited it out.
But they still just
oh
aired it.
Oh, my God.
Because they weren't even thinking it was a thing.
I guess.
Or they hate Whoopi. They're like, fuck it.
Yeah, fuck this.
We've got to get rid of her.
Yeah, why didn't they just edit it out?
I don't know. I didn't think about it until today. And Chris said, I'm like, yeah, they
Good point. They put that it's out not there. Live, The View?
I completely I forgot. So. I thought it was live,
and it's not
too.
Even like a two-minute delay. It's like fully recorded. And
I believe
put out
so.
Late. Yeah, you think they'd be like, hey, that's going to get somebody in trouble.
Are you What's sure? Not? I'm trying to think sure. about it. I remember Dice did.
Jamie, pull that up if it's pre-recorded.
Hey, Jamie, is it? Damn, this is our. it's on the board.
Jamie.
You guys can't see on the video, but.
Okay, so right here,
all
Whoopi
the
Goldberg. It's Goldberg.
Yeah, you're right. It's probably not that. It's not definitely not live.
Yeah.
But it's not that far off that they can't edit it.
That's all.
Right,
you
right.
know what
or
I mean?
Like, hey,
like
take that. Do you mind taking
even
that
if it was
out?
An
podcast,
hour, half
sometimes
hour.
You'd be like, hey, take
yeah,
that
yeah.
out. I should
yeah.
have said that.
So many people say that in podcasts. Can you edit that?
It's too much sometimes, but also I could get it. They're like, eh.
Yeah, and most
joke,
of the,
but like, it's only gonna get me
the
in
people
trouble.
From yeah, upstairs reason. Tell us we have
oh,
to
really?
Edit.
Oh, really? No, that should never be. But that makes sense. Comedy Store.
It's live? It says it's live. Jamie
it's
says it's live.
Damn, that's too bad.
I mean, it's our version of Jamie, so it might not be accurate, but it's...
Is she, like, sticking with it, or is she now going, all right, yeah, okay, I get it.
People were angrier today because
she
went on Colbert last night to apologize, but then also kind of
Doubled
mentioned
down.
Again that it wasn't about racism.
Because she doesn't really believe that they're not white, that we're not white.
Yeah, you're just white.
So she's like, they told me you're not. You're not white.
Is filthy
so I'm
a
sorry
race?
I said that, but fuck you, Eleanor.
Wait, I'm
coming as a guest
just
here.
Asking a question.
Damn, the acting skills.
I
have
mean,
better.
Really good, Ari. Yeah. Right on cue. You almost made
outrage.
Me think you cared about
I thought
your
you
people.
Were Gen Z for a minute. You were so mad. It's the hair. It's the hair.
The hair really brings
I'm
it home.
You look
TikTok 25,
video. Bro.
Are you on TikTok?
No.
Oh.
Are you?
No.
Dork. Loser.
I,
you,
I
are.
Do have.
You are.
I
you
do
are.
Have an account.
Oh, I just realized now that you
Can
called
you
me on my lie that I was lying. Oh, yeah.
I'm not. I want to know if TikToker. You're on. I'm going to be a TikTok sensation and you're going to be pissed.
Dude,
now,
I was
you're
going to
be like,
about,
put me on your
about,
TikTok. I'm
kidding. I was telling stories in the parking lot one night about what a douche Josh Nasser is. And
I just heard.
And
what?
And then someone was like, you know, he has 200,000 TikTok followers. I go, So what?
It doesn't mean he's not a loser.
I'm telling you a story about a man jumping through the roof of his car because he was such a tool.
What does that have to do with it? You know he's originally from Duluth. Like, what is that? what are any of these things? You know, he had a hamburger two times last week.
He's definitely not a loser.
We get rid of the autistic guy? The creepy fat?
Jump through a roof. I can do it. And then just smash the roof of his own car?
No, PJ Stansberry.
Oh, jumped on it.
Just so you know when that.
But Nasser told him it was cool. That's how bad he wanted to belong.
It was cool. It was cool. He was right about that.
Yeah.
For everybody else.
It was the coolest that PJ had ever been.
For sure. Midair, you're like, he's peaking.
You're peaking.
He's peaking. Yeah. This is the pinnacle.
Him getting off that car was him jumping the shark.
Oh, that's terrible. Well, we put a video on TikTok, me and Andrew, or whatever. Andrew did it.
Andrew did a lip sync?
It's one of our videos that we do in the street.
Yeah.
And we were in a hotel room. I was in the hallway, and we had a fight. And I knocked on the door, and he came videoing me. And so I realize he's videoing, so I go even further with what we're doing. Because I really just came up and go, hey, jerk off, why'd you write that? You know, and when I saw he was videoing, I go, why would you do that? You know, I just, whatever. So I started punching.
Your Irish lid is what happened.
So then he said something stupid, and I punched the door. And it's a really stupid video. Yeah. He puts it up, and Reddit took it and was like, see, women are abusive too. This is Dice's wife, and she beats him.
Oh, my God.
I was like, oh, my. And it was like she threw him out on
and
the
Dice
street.
Like,
wife?
Whoa, whoa.
I was in the hallway.
Fiance. Wife, I wanted it for years. Now you're putting it on me? I did everything I could,
she
and I
never
got
made
the ring.
It past fiance.
Oh, I got a ring, Ari.
Oh, you got a ring.
Eleanor, get the hammer.
I have as many rings as Tom Brady. I have rings.
You have 7 rings? You know why I retired, right?
Why?
Did you get the inside scoop?
Yeah.
What happened?
Jazane Maxwell named him.
Whoa.
It's coming out.
Ooh,
he was like, really? I don't want to bring dishonor to Tampa Bay.
Yeah, smart.
Fine gentleman of Ybor City.
That's
so
amazing. Wouldn't that bring honor to Tampa Bay? I got to be honest.
That's how he stayed young. Fucking young girls.
Of course.
Jazane Maxwell's an old lady now.
Mm-hmm.
Not Jazane Maxwell. Giselle Bundchen.
Yeah.
So
that's literally, I went right to her when you said that.
He was on Epstein Island many times, and so it was coming out. So he's like, he was one game away from a fucking AFC title, just an overtime, a coin flip away.
Yeah.
No reason to retire.
No, not now. He's still up at the highest level.
I love that bit Bill Burr does about, because Tom Brady's 40. In his 40s now, whatever, but he goes, when he first turned 40, he's like, now he gets hit and you just see his lifeless body like go down. Like, he still has the arm, but when he gets hit, it shows his age. Ow. Just like, oh shit. Oh. That's why they made that rule. You can't hit him.
Dude, where did you get that scoop, by the way?
Oh, yeah.
From the inside. I have a friend who's a warden at Jazane's maximum security prison. And he was it's his job to lead her in and out of the court.
Yep.
And he heard him say a lot of names, and he's a sports fan, so that's one of the names
he remembers. That makes sense. You
Tom
heard
Brady.
It here first, guys. Unbelievable.
Breaking.
Get the scoop.
Is there any information that you have on Steve Bono, another great quarterback
of the San Francisco?
Yeah, I just assumed he probably has some pretty
Where
crazy
does Steve
stories,
Bono play?
Too.
San Francisco?
And then the Chiefs.
Okay. They said he was he rode to the island.
Yeah.
And then
that makes more sense.
You can't come. He goes, no, I just need more gas. And they're like, you have a rowboat, though.
Yeah.
And he was like, can I just please come? And they just, like, pushed him off.
Unbelievable. You're the first. Steve Bono, not allowed on the island.
He's like, come on, guys.
So
I'll say I have a boner for this young girl. And they're like, it's not happening, Bono. And he's like, damn it.
So he didn't get named. He's not.
I can't believe that there was an actual story that he had heard.
Bono was named as someone who had never set foot on the island.
Are you in the book? Have you ever been on the island?
I have been on the island.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
How'd that go?
It was okay. I was just like research and development before it was started.
R&D.
It was kind of like Jurassic Park before,
R&D.
Beforehand. Yeah. R&D. Yes, exactly. We should develop. Oh, yeah. He knows a lot about inventions and getting dividends and stuff like that.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
That's why they call me Ari. It's R&D.
I get it. R&D. That's awesome. R&D. Was the island cool? It was cool to
It was pretty. They were like, hey, we got to build something here. And I was kind of like, yeah, like that'll be a good barracks. And they're like, what if we wanted like a prison, but like a cute prison?
Huge. You
know, yeah. And I was like, oh, well, I guess the sunlight would come in on this side. That would be good. I didn't know what they were asking for.
They say
now,
cute because yeah. everybody's back, so young.
It makes sense now. Yeah, yeah, yeah. They were
so
like,
cute. It's because the girls are so young. They yeah. want it to be inviting and sweet
yeah,
and
yeah.
cute. A lot of Hello Kitty.
Yeah.
Did you have spitball at all with like age of type of broads they should bring to the island when you were designing things?
No,
will
so
they
didn't run
the
that by me.
In?
They, I did see them discussing it. There was a department for that, but mm-hmm. for me, it was more like, would like rich Jews feel comfortable here?
Right.
You know,
ooh, I like
yeah.
that.
My suggestion was they do want to fuck you know young boys and girls, but also they want to send back the soup. So serve the soup at a lukewarm temperature.
Got it.
So Jews can be like, the soup isn't warm.
Right.
Send it back.
You
send it back.
Have
and bring
about.
Out another one of those. Mm-hmm. 6-year-olds.
Yeah. yeah. Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Six,
yeah,
huh?
Some of them went.
Did
someone
you do
that...
the act out when you pitched it? Because it seems yeah. it's crazy that they didn't go
do
for it.
Do you think
exactly.
they would let me go on the island? I have Invisalign. Does that make me younger?
We can get you on the island now.
We can get you on the island. Yeah, what's there now? They should be able to tour like
the
Narcos prison
the
that you can
yes.
visit in Medellin.
Yeah.
What comes out of... like now on
there
the island
be,
is women like me.
They should, listen, I don't know if we have any travel companies out there, but we call this a weekend at, I mean, Epstein's is really the only way to go. But
yeah.
you
weekend
live a
at
weekend
Epstein.
In the life.
Weekend at Jeffrey's.
Ooh, I like it.
Yeah, Epstein's.
Weekend at Jeffrey's. Jeffrey's. I like that. I don't
yeah,
know
and
why.
You just live like it was. Kind of Westworldy.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly
yeah.
right.
That's so hot. Wait, you can visit
but
the...
Can you visit the island? Where is the island?
Isn't it in... Is it Grand Caymans? I can't even remember.
No.
I don't know. It's got to be somewhere tropical. It's not like
Can you look
Iceland.
It up, Jamie? Thank you.
I'm convinced there must have been somebody there when they're all like, yeah, we go. We do lots of stuff. We play golf and sit like around people like, sweet. And then somebody just didn't know that they were joking. And he's like, I'm here to play golf. Get out of the cold in February.
Where are your clubs? Why do you only have an overnight bag?
It is fun to think who was the guy who didn't realize what he was getting into.
There had to be someone on that island. Was
I'm sorry,
like,
you're doing what?
Yeah, what are you,
like Chris
what are
Tucker, because wasn't Chris Tucker, that he was named in one of them?
Really?
That, or something.
Eleanor
like,
was fucking everybody on that island.
They said he was on the plane or something, but I can see Chris being like,
I'll
oh,
get
cool.
play with you. Bill Clinton, let me ride.
Yeah, and it's exactly.
Like, you know what this is, right? I'm like, yeah, I know what it is. It's a party.
And just getting off like, what the fuck is all this?
Yeah.
Like,
uh-huh. You got any grown ass women on this island?
Yeah. Why they give us a necklace full of pacifiers?
That would be ridiculous.
Guys, this reality show is gonna
ooh,
really take the next level.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. How would you survive at Epstein Island? How would you do it when no one would find out that you're not fucking under? You're like, I don't know, I just like 25-year-olds. Can't that be my thing? What? Okay, now there must have been something. And when people really love like to fuck young, whatever, you know?
Okay.
And you have all that power in the world, you have Squid Games kind of power, you can get whatever you want, right? But doesn't somebody want to fuck like a 66-year-old?
Yeah.
Like an 80-year-old?
What about
they must
me?
Have had some older hookers, too.
You're saying there was golden girls running around.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
That's how Betty White died.
Bring out Ruth.
She lost work because she was on Epstein Island.
I like
unbelievable.
This.
You're here first, guys.
Break news.
Where Virgin Islands.
Virgin
that
Islands.
Makes
virgin
perfect
Islands.
Sense.
Yeah. Oh, that's right.
Bring
D-virgin
a lot of
virgins.
The virgin.
Nice. Thanks.
Those young. Oh man, I thought it was a mic drop, not a shit drop.
Hey Don, I am. They said Virgin Islands. I said D-virgin Islands. Don.
What are you doing?
Pussy is as pussy does, Don.
You son of a bitch. That was hilarious. Yeah, that's why you're my best
Give
friend.
Him another chocolate.
Oh my God.
One of my favorite.
Cosby.
When I was.
Oh yes.
When I was in my early 20s, I would just go hang out with Don and
naturally.
Like we'd go to the film Ding Dong Show stuff at some public access.
Oh, what's the best?
Up in the
yeah.
valley.
I did it for a long time.
Jimmy Kimmel, that's how Jimmy Kimmel got a start.
He made me do something terrible. Go ahead.
Me and I think Sheezer went up there and were watching him. And he had Brian Cosby and a couple other ones and like four people sitting in chairs having a conversation.
Okay.
And he told Brian, every time you tell a great joke, I'll give you a piece of chocolate. And Cosby's eyes
like a dog.
Went straight to the chocolate and didn't get off. So their conversation is going on. And then Don went, hey, Brian, do you want to say anything?
Don, I just wanted to say... Pussy is as pussy does.
You son of a bitch! And give him a chocolate.
And he's like,
oh, like devouring the chocolate all the time. And then, so one of the callers called in. They wanted me to tell Brian that you're a homosexual and that you have sex with men. Oh, yeah? Well, Don, I want you to tell them. Why don't you bring your sister down here, and I'll show you what a homosexual is. We're all just like,
you son of a did it again. Undefeated, Kaz.
You got it, dude.
Yeah, the Kaz. Too bad he's not around now because they would have done the Kaz. They would have been like, who's the better Kaz?
Oh, that would have been nice.
With his Cosby flat versus Cosby.
He was one of the best lunatics
he
that
was
were
great.
Around here.
Yeah, where have all the great ones gone?
Well, let me ask you this. Living in New York, is there a club?
Living in New York.
A club like this? Meaning the psychotic behavior.
No, there's pieces of this club in every lots of other clubs.
Okay.
So New York Comedy Club is the belly room. They have all of the young comics kind of run that. They like get most spots. Occasionally a bigger comic go on down there, but it's mostly like mid-level guys. The Cellar's like, you know, the best, like the old school best comics.
Yeah, but they don't have the characters.
But they get the most pop-ins too, like the celebrity pop-ins. Yeah, and then the Stand... Right, and it's a hang upstairs. But no, they don't have the lunatics. Where do the lunatics go?
Why do we get the lunatics?
Full on porn stars and homeless people, and they're just tolerated.
We just 100%. We let them perform on the open mic for so long that they really felt like they became a part of it.
They're like, I'm more of a part of it than you are. This guy just got here.
Yeah. No.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. There's so many homeless. I mean, I thought Mickey was really homeless. I didn't know
too.
He was like a billionaire.
Mickey and Gaylord.
Mickey has money?
He gave me a black card. Amex black card.
He did like computer programming or something.
All these years, I'd be
drunk.
Like,
yeah, and then he would just get done working and come down and start getting hammered in a bush in front of the Mondrian with the Gaylord.
Wow, did his work.
And then come down, sign up for potluck the following week, show up the following week, and stand on stage while Riders on the Storm is playing in the background doing what I would refer to only as drifter philosophy.
Real,
you got the writer's
atmosphere on Mars is very red.
I like when somebody finally realized, like, hey, you can't go up anymore.
Yeah.
People are trying to become like real comics. No offense.
But that never happened.
No. Eventually they start going,
it did,
let's,
then they just
let's
started
do
picking
five out of the 15 spots are from brand new people for randoms.
Right.
And the rest, like, no, you keep coming back. Yeah. We'll put you up.
But Mitzi used to let it go all night.
The open mic part.
I mean, we'd have pop-ins and they could do
time.
It. Oh, yeah.
That wouldn't work now because it would just be full of pop-ins.
Yeah.
And they would just sit in that fucking potluck section. Order water after water. That's
water
why Mickey.
Water.
Mickey, I would
trash.
Bring him.
You're
fuck
trash.
You.
You're beat trash. You're not even
you're
a whore.
You're trash.
You're not even, you're not even untrashed. You're
gonna
be a fucking whore.
I'm gonna pour my water in your face. With
Dice
two
is
O's.
To shit on your tits.
What language is that?
That is the English language with Invisalign.
Are you wearing
Invisalign?
Hold
on. You're blaming. You're blaming.
Can you see it?
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah.
You're blaming your Pennsylvania accent on Invisalign?
Pennsylvania.
Invisalign.
You can say that. People think I'm Amish.
Dude, Pennsylvania.
Yeah.
Everyone in Pennsylvania is Amish. That's a fact.
That's frightening.
You're just urban Amish. Great name for an album or a band.
Urban Amish. Want to name a band? Want to be in a band with me? We'll call it Urban Amish.
Ari and the Olas.
Ari and the Olive.
Yep. Yeah. That's Ari's boy band.
Oh, yeah.
You can be in
sure.
it, but you're going to have to go trans.
I already am.
Are you really?
Yeah.
Which way?
Sweet.
It's hard to tell. Sometimes I go the other way.
What were you before? That's great. To ask a trans, like, you're so on the line right now. Where did
you
come from? And I'll just fill in what you are.
What's the finish line?
What are you? What are you aiming for?
You gotta say it in a southern accent.
What are you trying to get?
Hey, let me ask you this. What's the finish line?
Can you imagine giving them what they really want? We're just
Rick,
saying just the worst
thing.
That is
so gross. That's like you gave me a flashback of Ron White.
That's what I was thinking.
What they really
head.
Want is the anger, so you should just give them a southern accent saying the worst thing. Did you cut your dick off, young lady? I guess is what you should be called. Excuse me. And they're like, oh! And I'm like, enjoy your birthday. You can talk to your friends about this.
Oh, my God.
Have fun with your outrage, it.
It. You sicko. Oh, my God. Ron, we interviewed Ron White, and he was just started coming here. And I had the audacity.
Hey, Don, I just started coming here.
Don, I was going to say that I'm the one that was coming here.
You son of a bitch. That's so good. Here's the chocolate. Here's the chocolate.
He reaches for it. He already knows how good it is.
Like my dog just kind of like, I think I get this.
But Ron White, how many times did he call me little lady?
Hey, little lady, I tell you what.
And so we do this whole podcast. It's like an hour and a half. And then I see him like 3 weeks later.
The nerve of me to ask. I didn't know him that well. I was just like, I love Ron White.
I walk into the back in the main room and that agent manager guy, Andy, is back there. Talking
cool
to
dressed
Ron
Andy.
White.
Yeah. Yes.
Quit trying to dress like D'Elia. You're a fucking manager. Stop it.
He's talking to Ron White and he goes, where are you coming from? And I go, oh, I was just doing the Comedy Store podcast. And Ron's like,
you know, I did that podcast.
And I'm like, what?
And he's like, they got this kid and that lady running it. And
I'm just like, does he not remember?
Mickey?
This is Ron White.
Oh.
I thought you were calling me Mickey.
Oh, I thought Mickey was saying that to Ron White. Okay. Yeah, they do sound quite alike.
The impressions are very similar.
Yeah, Mickey
like
White. Yeah.
Yeah, he had no recollection.
Oh, I heard he's sober now, but he used to get so drunk he would black. He brought me on stage once, and he goes, "Who's next?" You know, I'm like, they were like Ari Shaffir. I was like, Ari Shaffir, hey man, people say we gotta do something together. We gotta work on a project or something together. Like we gotta do something together. I was like, yeah, you did my storytelling show on TV. You did it.
You did.
We worked together. We did it. They told you that before we worked together, and then we did work together.
And so it's
it went
been
well.
Resolved.
Yeah,
it's
great.
Resolved.
It was great.
You
they
killed,
were right
it
to
was
suggest
fun.
It.
Yeah.
Oh, I'll be in the back.
I've honestly met him for the first time 45 times.
So many times.
Hey, you a comic?
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
We've literally brought each other up probably a dozen times in the last 2 months.
It's
usually
so
that's
good.
A sign of somebody who thinks they're better than everybody. He's just blackout.
Genuinely blackout drunk.
He was always smoking.
And he's always nice
too.
About it.
Always
no
nice.
No matter what.
Well, I guess. Yeah. You got me on that one. You don't sound like you're lying.
What's your question, little lady? What?
He goes, ask your questions, little lady.
It was so... I was
demeaning
soaking wet. I loved it.
Time.
I loved it.
He gave me a look the first time he came because he was never here for like 15 years.
Yeah,
and
never.
Then suddenly he was, or 10 years, whatever it was.
Longer than that, I don't ever remember him being here.
Yeah. And so then I was like, oh, cool, it's Ron White. And he got off stage and didn't go that well, but I didn't know what to say. I was nervous. It's like, hey, good set. And he was just like he knew it wasn't. And he was like, well, who the fuck is this?
Like, I don't lie to myself.
I didn't
fuck
just
nut.
Start this.
I ain't going to remember it anyway.
Yeah, he. I love watching him. I miss.
Right, I'm gonna go run up real quick.
Oh, are you out?
I believe. I'm
what
next.
Kind of a fucking
they text
person?
You? What's up, Richie?
Hi, Richie.
You wanna take over?
Is it our turn?
Seat?
I'm on deck.
Whatever, Ari.
How's it going now with all the comedy store stuff? Emily said it's like starting to get full again.
You mean as far as crowds?
Yeah.
I feel like the crowds have been here.
Yeah.
I feel like the comics weren't calling in. Not. Everybody, but I think rightfully in the beginning, people were afraid to get COVID.
That's
and they
what
didn't
it was.
Fuck
I talked to Whitney.
Deals.
She was like, I've only been there 3 times. I'm like, why? She goes, you know, with Jeff gone. I'm like, Jeff wasn't there every day. He could have gone on Sundays. Yeah. He could have gone
with
on a day,
Jeff
but he was there. Yeah.
Jeff Scott?
Yeah. The one who died. And
Yeah. I'm sorry. I'm trying to. So she was feeling bad?
Yeah, I think
bad?
They were all just looking for reasons to not
Yeah, that's
go
a
in.
Bullshit reason. Yeah. Because we all love Jeff Scott, but. And this being closed is what killed him.
Jeremiah said that people who say nobody hangs out anymore are the ones who moved up over COVID. People who got like bigger, so they're like they moved up in the lineup. So now they're on it like at like 9:30 and stuff like that. And they go like, oh, nobody hangs out. It's like, no one hangs out at this hour anyway. The people who hang out are the 11 o'clock to 1 AM guys.
We still the last comic goes on in the OR at 11:45.
Oh really?
So there is no late night.
Yeah, and then wow.
It's annoying. They didn't do it yet. They still haven't. We're still not technically
fully open.
Well,
you want like 6 guys hanging out to try to go on, and that breeds like, oh, everybody's here. Let's smoke.
Yeah.
Let's drink.
Yeah. But usually the last comic would go on at 12:45.
But the people go on at 9:30.
Scheduled.
Yes, right.
And then we'd always have bumpy.
The people who want at 9:30, like the second spot, or if it starts at 8, then like 8:45, 8:30. Mm-hmm. It's like those people are winners. They go home to get back to their winning life.
Right.
You know, they hang out for one drink maybe, and then they're gone. So everyone's like, nobody hangs out. Like, wait 2 hours.
Yeah, it'll
the party
be
starts.
The party. There has been hangouts. We have been last week. Quentin Tarantino was here.
I heard about and that. I, how sweet was that? What a cool guy.
That's so awesome. I mean, I had an early flight going to Kansas City the next morning, and I was like, you know what? Fuck it. I'm staying. Maybe he'll say something prolific. He never did, but
he's not that kind of guy. He used to drive the pussy wagon
hanging.
Around.
He was
great.
Just hanging. It was great. I was like, oh my God, this is awesome.
He is Hollywood. He is new Hollywood.
Yeah, but he definitely was just chill, and he was hanging in the back and just talking to everybody and telling stories of coming here in the early days with like Kinison and Dice, and they were his favorite comics. And Kinison went on, it would just, the room would light up, you know. Wow.
What, as not Tarantino?
Yeah.
Was he already Tarantino then, or was he guy who worked at a video store?
A regular guy. But yeah, so I mean, that would be in the 80s, early 80s.
Oh yeah, he wasn't big then yet.
No. So, and Dice and them both started coming here around 79, 80. Oh, Dice moved here 79, definitely. And then Kinison was shortly after, and they were all roommates together. So they used to go back to back. Mitzi used to put them on.
So he just hung. Tarantino just hung. Fuck, cool was that?
He goes, we came back. We came back the next week to see if he could do it again because we couldn't believe
what he could do.
What we saw that night. So we come back either the next night or whatever because Sam was always on late night.
Yeah, so, that was cool when you could fill up late night and still like command it. Like it was
and
packed.
It would be packed.
Yeah, were you there for that?
I never saw Sam.
Yeah.
But when I got here, it was still like. I never went home until 4 in the morning. 4 or 5. Every time I went home, we had like Eddie Griffin, Carlos Mencia.
Yeah.
Those were the guys that would go on. I remember going home in 90, I think it was 94. And I finally just, as soon as I lay down, we have the biggest fucking earthquake. And I'm like, fuck.
94?
Mm-hmm. And I had the TV. I always fall asleep.
Is that the Northridge one?
Yeah. Wow. I always fall asleep with the TV on. And I had HBO on, and Carlos's half hour or whatever it was on the TV, and I'm like, I'm being fucking haunted by this guy. Like, it was just waking, you know, it was he just got off stage, we just got home, I just closed my eyes, and the fucking earthquake happened.
Does he come around?
I saw him at the Laugh Factory, actually, a couple months ago, but not here.
I'm so interested in the people who left and moved and live in, like, Nowheresville.
What do you mean, like, out of...
Like, some people moved to Nashville, a couple moved to Austin... I mean, like, even those are a little bit like, where do you live? Do you have a normal life?
Nashville's like,
Nashville's got a lot of
a circuit.
Yeah, and it's got musicians. So it's got like, performing arts.
I'll see you on the comedy circuit. But yeah, I hate that.
But guys move like Cleveland or something or like, like Reno or small cities and like wherever Trevino moved. And it's like, where's that?
Where did he move?
It's like Dallas or near Dallas.
Oh, that's creepy.
And it's like, yeah, it's just interesting.
That's escaping lives. Charges or something. Like, why are you hiding? Who are you hiding
from? I got
to
be near a border at all times. I got
to
have my back
I gotta
right
be able
up
to
against
run.
The border so I can just go.
I'm out. Fuck this. Yeah, a lot of people did move away. But then it's weird. Everybody that moved away is like sneaking in again.
Yeah.
Do they have a place here too?
Tim does, I think.
No, Tim, of course, but Tim's making a lot of money.
Tim's making a lot of money.
Yeah, yeah.
I wonder if... So it's good that everything's come back, though.
But like you... I think it was you that said it. The store will prevail because somebody else is going to pop.
The store is like Earth. You know, when they're like, what if people wipe each other out? Like, Earth will be fine. Earth won't give a fuck.
Exactly.
And the store
Earth
also...
Earth is going to keep revolving.
The store has this darkness to it, and it'll just like... all the comments go away. It'll stay here, and it'll just like... They'll start getting sucked back in.
We were here for what? Almost... 7 years of the fucking death. There was nothing.
Nothing. And it was fine.
Fine. We'd have a benefit here. That Fat Tuesday kept
us
open.
Robin Williams was like, let me do a show so you can like, Fat Tuesday.
Fat Tuesday kept us open and Mitzi would always be like, I need a roof. So see if Eddie and Robin can do a benefit. And we'd be like, all right.
I missed out because Robin Williams, so he sold tickets and we were selling them on the phone for people. $50 a ticket, I think.
Smothers Brothers.
So I remember that. But I was selling the tickets on the phone.
Mm-hmm.
And afterwards, somebody, Freddie or somebody, Lockhart, somebody was like, we should have bought some and scalped them. Because at the door, people are like, I'll pay $400 for that. I'm like, oh, I kind of have access to those tickets. I could have. Missed opportunity, you know? But every once in a while, life gives you a second chance.
Really?
Yeah. And Louis C.K. was like, I'll do a show. You have to pay in person with cash at the door. And I'm like, well, you're short 8 tickets because I just put that money in, took it, and then scalped those motherfuckers. Me and somebody doubled our money. It might have also been Freddie Lockhart.
For Louis? I don't remember Louis doing it.
Yeah, he did pay at the door.
I remember that, but I didn't know you guys were still here. In my head, you guys
Oh, yeah. It was before we left. And then, yeah, so we just had these eight tickets. We're like,
that's
now let's
great.
Scalp the ship. People are going to come in. And they did. Like, well, how much can I give you? Like, 100. And we just split the profits. It was great.
There was
Thanks,
a time
Louis.
Here
yeah.
when they were so busy that the door guys were making $1,000 a week.
That's so nuts.
Ari, how crazy
That's
is that?
So nuts.
I mean, what were you guys making? $25
we
a shift?
We made 3 minutes a week is what we made.
But it was a
25 bucks a shift.
A shift.
And if you ever
that
got a tip.
That could be 8 hours. That could be 12 hours.
If you ever got a tip, it was notable.
Rare.
$5 was like, what?
Wow.
On a weekend, maybe. Holiday weekend. Somebody's like, 20. Can you get me up front? Like, yeah, 20 from an Italian. Do you not
Italians
do that every Italian or just that one?
What do you mean?
Do that. Is it just every Italian or just the one Italian? It's just Jesus.
Jesus. Okay. Only Jesus. I don't do it because it'll be a thing.
Yeah.
I have issues. It's
Do you
Catholic.
Say sausage or do you say Jesus?
Well, Ari. I was literally like, sausage or what?
It's called a misdirect, Eleanor.
Sausage.
I'm the master of it.
Ari doing his misdirect this weekend at the Comedy Store. Are you here all week? What are you doing?
No, I came for podcasts. I did a Fitzsimmons and Tom Papa's and this one and Jeremiah's.
I like that we were on the list. Jeremiah's.
Yeah.
Tom Papa's is great. Are you promoting something?
Nah. Just like we got to come here every once in a while, but everyone's like gone.
No, you're right. It, you mean everybody's working?
Yeah, Corolla. I'm supposed to do Corolla, but like, fuck, we're off this week. I'm like, God damn it. Why not
come
this week then?
Oh, shit. I did Corolla twice in the past couple months.
Really?
Yeah, I love Corolla.
He's great.
So he brought me on, and I was like, me? Okay. I don't know. The girl that books it is like a friend, and she was like, you should have. So he watched my stuff. He was like, yes. Yeah, so I came in, and I had so much fun, and I got great response from it. So then they called me up. They're like, hey, they want you. The girl has COVID, his usual girl. Can you come in and
co-host?
Co-host.
Oh,
so
great.
I was like, yeah. So I go in and I go, and he goes, you're going to have to read the news too. And I was like, all right, you know, and they sent it to me the night before, pick a topic. So I picked a topic like because this is what I do is like for writing exercises. I picked the headline and I just started writing jokes about it. But I didn't read the facts. That's not what you do. You
right.
know, you'll blow it. So it was like a topic. One of it was like a girl who has two vaginas and has an amazing OnlyFans. I'm like, yes, this one.
Yeah,
yes, this one. You know, and then all of a sudden they give me these papers. I have to read them. I'm a terrible cold reader. Terrible. So I was a bumbling idiot. We had so much fun. And then I was a bumbling idiot at the end.
Really?
I hope he didn't get mad. But we still laughed and, you know.
The Secrets of Corolla, my friend listened to him a lot. And so that was
his
number one.
But to make him laugh is exciting. And I've
done
that a couple times.
Like,
so I'm like, I love it. But yeah, so what is the secret just to make him laugh?
So he says he nonstop talks over you.
Sure.
So you got to be a counterpuncher. So he'll be like, "Hey, you're from you're from the East Coast." I was like, "Yeah, I grew up in Maryland." Like, you know, I went to Maryland once, and I fucked this chick there. It's like, was she hot? You just like abandon your story instantly,
right.
And now that's a new thing. And then you can get taglines off.
Yeah, yeah.
Because he's somewhere else. So just meet him there.
Yeah, because he was talking about the Rams game. I'm a big Rams fan, so I'm just like getting into it. And then he was telling me he does all these creepy things, like he'll drink out of somebody else's cup. And I was like,
Adam Carolla? Ew,
yeah.
Dude.
And I was like, ooh, what is it? Two girls, one cup? Is this a two girls, one cup story? And he goes, kind of, but two Mexicans. And I was like, oh my God.
I forget that guy lived too. I forget that guy was like a low level, like working with his hands, like getting by. Carpenter.
Yeah. He was a carpenter. Yeah. I didn't know, but I didn't know him. Like I knew Kimmel, but I never knew Carolla. Because Kimmel, we would do the cable access
around.
Show.
The best thing Kimmel ever did was host the Peter Chen roast.
That's so fucking funny.
He rushed him.
I do not remember this.
Peter Chen,
where was it?
He was on the dais. I don't know if he hosted it, but he was on the dais at least. It was in the belly room. And Holtzman showed
Dom
up.
Dom put it together.
Yeah, Holtzman showed
okay,
up with a neck brace. I think it was Peter's 40th birthday.
I remember this.
And he goes, I was going to an accident. One of you motherfuckers. Gooks. You fucking chink gooks, whatever. I don't know, whatever he said. Because you cut me off, and he just did the whole thing without. And he just like turned like he wouldn't. Yeah. Well,
I'm surprised he didn't turn like that.
Yeah. He just found a
Holtzman
neck brace.
Not committing to anything.
But then I remember Kimmel sitting down on the side, and then it's Peter Chen's turn to go up, right? So he's like, so Don, you say that I am just stupid. You are the one who's stupid. And everyone overly claps and stuff. And then
give him a piece of chocolate.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. And he's like enjoying it. They give him a win right here or there. And they go, Jimmy, you say, when you up here, you say, I'm a snake. Well, in fact, you are a snake. And Jimmy fucking smashed a beer bottle and started rushing at him. You motherfucker. And Don had to catch him. He's, I'll fucking kill you. And he goes, no, you say I snake. I just say you snake. You don't say it again. You fucker. And he's trying to like, I'll fucking kill you.
Oh, my
but
God.
But I say what you say. You fucking, you fuck you. Take that back, you bitch. Oh, my God. It was great. Full commitment.
That is so good.
Yeah.
That's old school Jimmy.
Oh, pre-Trump Jimmy.
Pre-Trump Jimmy, yeah, because yeah, everybody got crazy.
Everybody got crazy.
A lot of people got turned out.
Did anybody come back after that? They were so against Trump. They didn't even come back and be like, sweet, now let's get back to talking about sex and fun shit.
Right, no, because their brain, they trained it to go psycho.
They're just angry.
Everybody's they cannot angry. Come yeah. back.
Oh, my God.
And I'm watching people, because sometimes I'll watch like Bill Maher and stuff like that. People try to like make that turn like, well, you know, things are leveling out. I'm like, no, bitch, now you're not switching sides now, bitch.
Yeah, yeah,
like, you
yeah,
are a crazy
yeah.
person. And now they try to be all soft and, well, I guess they were right. I mean, come on, enough. That lady who was on there, I can't think of her name, but she was like, enough's enough, man. We wiped everything down. We're done. I'm like, bitch, you were on here 6 months ago saying, put your mask on, stay inside.
Yeah, yeah.
Da, da, da. Now you're like, enough's enough.
They're all
you.
Starting to do it. All the
they're
super
giving her
liberals
an applause
who are like,
break. I'm like, no, bitch.
No, let her come back over. Like, we're sick of the fighting. It's fine, you're done. Just come back to our side. We don't have to punish you. If you punish them, they'll never say, yeah, yeah, I was too mad all the time.
Yeah, but they're just, I'm saying they went so far they that they so punished far. Other people.
Yeah.
And now they want to be back
you
in.
You have to at least own up to it.
Yeah, like, let us back in. I feel like they're
you
wedging.
You have to at least own up to it. That's like, hey, I was crazy, and I'm sorry. I went nuts. I realize now everybody should just be chill. Like, okay, but you can't just like, hey, how you guys doing? Like,
whoa, exactly.
Whoa.
That's what I mean.
Yeah,
they're doing it like that. I'm like,
it's that story Ralphie always told of like, Rogan called me a loser for smoking weed. And then it's okay. I get it. You should smoke weed. And now you do. Where's my apology?
Right.
Like, you're
right,
welcome
right.
to smoke together. You can't just move on.
I remember them begging Joe to try weed.
And what was he saying?
It just he was like, I don't do drugs. I'm not a loser.
I'm not a loser.
But
I want to go places.
Right.
I want to be a
That's
big
not
man.
What I do. And they were like, yeah, but it'll help you like calm down because you was so tense.
I'm calm. Don't tell me anything.
This was one of the nights where a lady
like, dude, just smoke this.
There was a customer. I don't know who the fuck she was, but she was in me and Andrew. And we were all just standing out by those stairs. Right. And like in the parking lot. And this lady came out. Joe had just got off stage. She was like, really good set, you know, and I don't know how it came up, but it was like real sweet. And then all of a sudden it escalated. And we all just started looking. She goes, well, that's silly because, like, salt's not a mineral or something like that. Something along those lines. Something that simple. And he was like, salt's a fucking mineral.
Like, you're like, dude, please.
And I'm telling
just
you.
Just smoke this. Will be chill.
We couldn't even help him. We were laughing so hard.
It's like that Snickers commercial.
Like,
where, like, you turn into a demon when you're
story. Not Exactly. He still tells that story, like, Joe losing his fucking mind over salt. Not being a mineral. And it was some lady just like, I don't think salt's a mineral.
He's like, misinformation.
I feel bad that he apologized. Not
he didn't apologize.
Bad.
He was like, I loved it. He was like, all right, guys, if you want me to get both sides, I'll try. He just didn't take it seriously at all. I was like, sure.
Right.
He could have more people on both sides. All right. But he's like, he's not going, hey, he's not going, hey, fuck you. You're not that
exactly.
great. Which is nice.
He
and he's
played
not,
it
and he's not going,
level.
This isn't a thing. He was just like, ah, you know, I'm sure I could always be more even keeled. Who knows? I'll try. And he was like, I'm not taking your anger seriously.
Right.
I'm taking it as light advice.
Yeah. And he was like, even
he
the haters.
It that way.
Like, my nephew wrote me this whole long thing because my nephew is a nurse.
Get so many texts like, what's your fucking boy doing now? And it's like, relax. He's probably talked to 17 fucking neuroscientists about it. He probably researched it better than you
Isn't
did.
Isn't it funny that you get blamed
for your friends? Also, they're
people
like,
say it all the time. I know your friends with Joe Rogan.
Sometimes
I'm like,
I don't have the energy, and I'm like, and they're like, hey, do you believe he takes this and this? I'm like, and sometimes I'm like, yeah, I took all that shit when I got COVID. Like, I took everything as an ivermectin.
Every single thing.
All of them. He hooked it up. But then something like, yeah, he's nuts. Me and Jay saw these two girls, three girls that got kicked out of the cellar.
Okay.
And we came around to the Fat Black. And they're like, we're here, cellar. And they were trying to get into the Fat Black.
Of course, they don't realize it's the same thing.
And they're like, what the fuck? And we're like, what's the matter, girls? And like, it kicks out of the cellar for no reason. And we're like, we looked at each other for a second. We're both like,
no reason?
They're too restrictive. For sure, those bouncers, they take liberties. They should not have kicked you out. I heard you guys did nothing. Like, we did do nothing. Louis C.K. loved us. I was like, maybe it was a table nearby. You're like, no, that was us. It's that one bouncer. I'm like, oh, I know that one bouncer. He goes too far. Just like knowing full well, like no one, they want your business.
Right.
They don't just kick you out for no reason.
There is nobody. Nobody gets kicked out for no reason. And I love when they're that loud and there's zero responsibility.
Lit
or weight.
Up.
But then you just add fuel to the fire.
Oh, I love
perfect.
It. I love adding the fuel.
There was a lady who passed out a couple weeks ago.
Really?
She was like, I'm fine. Nothing wrong with me. And then she fell and she just like passed out. She was a nurse and they called an ambulance and she was going to get on the gurney. And
Terry?
Annie was like, don't get on the gurney. It's embarrassing. And he let her in. And
really?
She didn't. She told them to go away because she realized like this is embarrassing. If I leave on a fucking gurney, I'm a nurse.
Like, let me stand.
Let me just take a minute, drink some water. I flipped out a little bit, but then she calmed down. She was fine. She left. But I was like, oh my god, if she gets on that gurney, this is just. It's like, there's nothing wrong, man. And she goes down, and now a fucking ambulance is here. Just no responsibility.
And then when she woke up, I'm like, what? Damn it.
Fuck.
You just said there's nothing wrong with me.
Fucking Comedy Store. Like, always blame the Comedy Store.
With those full beers.
Oh, are we late? Oh, look at this. It's 10 after. Are they calling for Ari?
Jeff who?
Ross.
Ross the boss?
You got to follow Jeff Ross, the boss, and then I got to follow Ari.
Who was on before Jeff Ross? Who was I supposed to follow? Jamie.
Jamie, you're supposed to be our Jamie. I mean, I get it. You're our ghetto version of Jamie because we don't pay you. But anyway, Ari, are you promoting anything? What's your – you still got your podcast, of course.
So, Podcast Skeptic Tank. I'm a Comedy Store regular.
Comedy Store
guys,
regular.
Check
how many
out the
years
place
now?
Where I started. 14. 15, I think.
Are you going to tell people this was a date? I mean, I'm just asking a question.
Fuck off, idiot. Stupid mucking. Idiot. Stupid.
Thank you, Jamie. He laughed. What is that? Oh, your daughter was on a couple weeks ago.
She's doing great,
her.
My daughter.
Yep. She's
amazing.
Doing
great. I want to find out exactly when. I know it's September 13th.
And how many years now?
Let's see. September 15th, 2003.
Wow.
Damn.
I'm 2010.
Damn.
February.
Oh, I gotta do something for my a year and a half, I guess, will be my 20th anniversary being passed.
Wow.
Well, I gotta do something. I gotta have a party here.
Yeah,
let's
do it.
Let's see when it is in 2023. Please say it's not a weekend. Friday night.
Fuck.
Can't rent out the place or anything. Can't have a party. Maybe I'll have a party in the belly room.
Why can't you rent
out? It's a busy night.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, I could do it Monday.
Belly
anyway.
Room be good.
Yeah,
or Sunday night, whatever.
Afterwards.
Yeah.
20th anniversary weekend.
There you go.
And then have Sunday as the
finale. I like
finale.
What you're saying. September 15th.
15th, 2023. Friday, Saturday, 15, 16, 17.
I like it.
Rick Ingram got passed that day too. Your co-host on that podcast.
He got
Little
passed
Lady,
the same
don't
day?
You have a co-host on that podcast you do?
Little Lady, yes, I do. I like that he calls me Little Lady. Makes me feel nice. Young. It's not just my Invisalign. It's the Little Lady.
Dude, I saw a black dude at the airport, and I think he might have been military.
Okay.
And so he was like 20, that age, 22, something like that. And the lady checking him in was like, hey, we're checking. He goes, thank you, ma'am. He just kept calling her ma'am.
Mm-hmm.
And it wasn't like you're an old lady. It was,
oh, yeah.
Was like 40,
my
it was
dad's
just like
a Marine.
A
it doesn't
thing.
Even.
I love it. I do it all the time now.
Yeah.
Yes, ma'am. Just, hey, is this your license? Yes, ma'am, thank you. Just like people younger than me.
The other night,
treat him with respect.
In the Riviera, a guy, I said something to him and he said, yes, sir. And I was like, that's right. He called me sir.
What Riviera?
I mean, not the Riviera.
What?
Jesus.
Oh my God.
The at the Tropicana, the Laugh Factory in Vegas.
What's the way the Riviera used to be? Anything there yet?
Nothing. That's why, we went to the Peppermill and Rick didn't know what the Peppermill was. And I'm like, ew. But it was always next to the Riviera.
Yeah,
so
yeah,
in my head, we
shows.
Were talking about the Riviera so
what
much.
A fun time when you would do the Riv and Dice was upstairs.
Right.
So and you wouldn't have to go across town. It was like, oh, we'll go hang out.
Didn't I get you booked at the Riv?
Yeah.
And what did you do?
Ruined it.
Yeah, you got banned. Thank you.
Got banned from the Riv. Me and Ren Azizi got.
Why I stopped helping people?
Because you put your neck out.
Put my neck out, and Steve Schripp almost snapped it. Because you
I
got.
I still want to know what we were banned
me
for.
Me either. John Caparillo.
He was allowed.
No. He got me in trouble too. Because he was cursing people out because he couldn't hook in his PlayStation or some shit.
At the airport, the hotel.
Whatever. Yeah.
Those guys, Jay's the same way. He's like, this doesn't work. And he's like, all right, man, I don't know. I'm the front desk lady. I don't worry about the HDMI cable.
It's the same TV from the day it was built.
Yeah.
So you're trying to plug something in from now.
But it doesn't have the plug.
No.
I saw somebody at the plane. So I was like, took a flight where I'm like, I could watch the second half of the first game on Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
On Sunday, I mean. And then the whole second game. The AFC and NFC championship games. So we stayed till the boarding. Like last second, we had to check our things to watch the end of the KC game.
Yeah.
And then suites. We're like, as long as you get through, like you don't have to go through the tunnel, but you have to go through just to check the thing. We're all watching it. Oh, field goal. And then you sit down, and it's all the United is all like pre-recorded stuff. It's not live TV.
Oh,
you're like,
right.
Wait, what? And you're like, no, it's JetBlue. And somebody's like, but I want to watch a game. And they're like, we don't have that. He goes, but I made my flight, and I did too. But the guy's like, but I made my flight to watch it. And it's like, sir, we can't do anything for you.
Like,
we can't change.
So sorry, we can't like redo this plane.
We're not holding it back.
Let me go underneath.
It's over.
And refix the cable.
We don't have a fucking antenna.
Yeah, on a plane. Yeah. It'd be great on a plane with the antenna. Hey, somebody get up there and hold
move
it.
Your leg.
Yeah, that was a great postseason. The Rams killed it. I'm obsessed with them.
Well, you got a chance.
Anyway, we'll see. Fingers crossed. Go see Ari anywhere. You're always
all over. In Denver and Tampa. Oh, Tampa, I'm going to see Simone next week.
Nice. See, there you go. I'm going to do side splitters in March.
Great. Hang out with Simone.
Very exciting. Yeah, he's close to there.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like, yeah. 20,
yeah, me and Dum Dum.
40 minutes away.
Mm-hmm.
Great.
Okay. I've never been there. It's a cool club.
I've heard side splitters is the best.
Okay. You've never done it.
Mm-mm.
You do the improv.
I have done the improv. I don't like to do the improv.
Okay, where do you go?
I'm playing the improv. Yeah. You do the, like I made a choice.
No, well, whatever. You're at the improv.
You're out of line.
That? You're at
Eleanor,
the
you're
improv.
Out of line.
I'm not out of line. You're out of line going to the improv. Mitt.
This
you
whole
believe this?
Oh yeah, good point. We ain't probably playing with you on the road.
Fucking Ari.
Baltimore.
So
the
many
improv.
Questions.
Oh, really? I'm like, well, there's no other club in Baltimore, Mitzi. Why you shouldn't play there.
Why you're like, a traitor.
Anyway, so can I start rubbing your feet? I got to get back to the club.
Ew, you had to do that, Belinda? I mean, Ari?
Oh, my God.
All right.
I was recording an intro to my podcast, and I was doing it in the bar, the VIP bar, and it was about drinking. Me and Sam Morrill and Mark Norman did the podcast, and it was just about booze and how we started while we drank. So I was like, oh, let me do it in front of at a bar. I'm already here. And so I'm doing it, and I'm just like, have a cup, and I look in the back, I take some Glenlivet, and I pour it. I'm like, I'm stealing this. And I'm doing it on camera, so I guess they will find out. But I rubbed her feet. So you're going to let me steal this.
I can't believe you rubbed her feet. My
and
other friend,
back.
Lauren, very Jewish. Remember my friend Lauren?
Yeah.
Mitzi was like, do me a favor, rub my feet. And she goes, you can ask Belinda, but I'm not doing it.
I never
That's not
your
something
diaper.
I would do.
Change your diaper once. It's not true.
That's all right. We don't need to talk about it. You don't disrespect. We're gonna edit that.
What disrespect? To me. Fucking,
what is it?
I had dreams. I'm changing a lady's diaper. I felt bad for
you
that
enjoyed
point.
The Hanukkah
like I had
bush.
To. It was like I felt bad for her. She was like
she told me I missed my calling.
What was your calling?
A caretaker.
Oh. Oh.
I wasn't a comic at that point,
well,
at
it's
least.
It's not too late, Eleanor. It's never too late to follow your dream.
I'm going to be a caretaker because they make more money. Anyway, I'm just kidding. All right. Thank you, Ari. Let's go upstairs. We have to follow Jeff Ross.
What power? Black power. What
Whoa,
power?
Whoa, black power. What power? Jews aren't a race.
She's not even, I can see it already. She's like,
Jews aren't a people. Wait. What?
She's like, now you went too far.
Two, shh. Here we get Sherry Shepherd that comes in. The earth is flat. Wait, what?
Running in like fucking Flair.
All right. Thank you, Ari Shaffir. He's given the finger. He didn't take his balls out. He only farted twice. No more farts, because I know you were stopping to do that. Guys, Comedy Store Podcast is back. Don't forget to like and subscribe. Please leave us your negative and positive comments, mostly negative.
You can follow me at Rick Ingram. I only accept positivity in my life.
The new Rick is here, and EJ Kerrigan still with the negativity, but like and subscribe.